Country Pop FM.
Pop FM Almanac here today, Tuesday, November 26th. It is the 330th day of the year. 330, 35 left to go. Snowstorm moving in.
Oh, goody.
So this date, 1716, the first lion was ever exhibited. Americans saw a lion for the first time in Boston, Massachusetts. Somebody captured it, Africa, brought it over here. That had to be something for the
sure.
for the people that were there.
And then King Kong the would Puritans. Come over shortly thereafter.
And then climb the World Trade Center. Mm-hmm. Or right. Empire State Building first.
Yes.
And then in the 70s version with... what's his name? Did a real nice job. Jeff Bridges.
Yes.
Jeff Bridges. 1789, President George Washington used Thanksgiving Day to observe the adoption of the Constitution. It's the first national celebration of Thanksgiving. Often you ask, you may ask, why do we have a West Virginia? Well, it's because West Virginia was created on this date, 1861, by a secession from the Confederate state of Virginia. Virginia was Confederate, but there was a part of Virginia that didn't want, they wanted to be with the Union.
Mm.
So they split, they broke up, became West Virginia. What do you think of that?
Well, it seems to flow nicely. I don't have a problem with it.
1867, refrigerated railroad car patented by J.B. Sutherland of Detroit. Mm. And you know, you'd think it was for food, but it wasn't. It was for people that needed to be cold, like Frosty the Snowman, Captain Cold.
Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze.
Sure.
You know, all of those great characters.
Right.
Mr. Snowmiser. I'm right. Mr. Snowmiser. I'm Mr. 30 Below. So that was 1867. 1917 on this date, the NHL formed, the National Hockey League with the Montreal Canadiens,
mm-hmm.
the Montreal Maroons, the Toronto Arenas, the Ottawa Senators, and the Quebec Bulldogs. Formed the National Hockey League on this date.
What year was that? 1917. 17.
So 2 years ago, they celebrated their 100th anniversary.
Okay.
And isn't the NFL doing their 100th
yes.
anniversary now?
I want to see some of that all, you know, 100 greatest players thing they're doing.
They're doing it up, and they're doing it up well.
NFL Network.
NFL Network, they've been very busy with that, have they not?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that they have been. It was on this date, 1942, in theaters.
Casablanca, city of hope and despair, located in French Morocco in North Africa. The meeting place of adventurers, fugitives, criminals, refugees, lured into this danger-swept wow. oasis by the hope of escape to the Americas.
Sounds like the kind of town I'd like to visit.
Yeah.
Casablanca, and a town that needs an NBA team.
Yes, they do.
So that was this date in 1942. How about 1956? This was 56 on this date. This show debuted.
The Price is Right. The exciting game of bidding, buying, and bargaining with your host, Bill Cullen.
Bill Cullen.
Good morning. And good morning to you. Thank you all.
Yeah, this was the original Price is Right. People forget that Price is Right ran from 57 into the mid-60s or so.
Yeah, then it
went
away.
And then
it
came back. Then it went away. And they didn't have the live audience. Well, they had a live audience, but they didn't choose people out of the audience like they did in the 70s. You know, they didn't do the come on down.
Oh.
They didn't have as many pricing games. It was basically people doing bidder's row like they do now, the whole show with Bill Cullen. So it wasn't quite as exciting, kind of boring, but it was on the air for like 10 years that way.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not too shabby. I would think that that would work out. 1960 on this date, 1960.
The club was given a new name, symbolic of the new spirit of unity. The erstwhile Washington Senators will hereafter be the Minnesota Twins.
Nice.
We had a team a month earlier. They announced a team was coming, and then this was the date that they said they would be named the Twins. And it would be the Minnesota Twins.
Pretty cool.
And did you know that the Minnesota Twins and the Minnesota Vikings were the first professional sports that had the state as the identifier and not the city? We set a trend, Neil.
Oh, that's proud.
We
set
a trend
here.
That. Think about it.
I didn't realize
think about
that.
Everything
yeah,
prior
everything
to
else.
That was a city.
Chicago,
until
New York,
we did Minnesota Vikings
Detroit,
and Minnesota Twins.
Milwaukee, Atlanta. Yeah, everybody.
Yeah. So that was this date, 1961, the Boston Strangler, a.k.a. Albert DeSalvo, killed He was killed by another inmate at a prison in Massachusetts. Do you think he was strangled?
Well,
he's sibbed. Or shivved. Is it a shiv or a sieve?
I say shiv.
A sieve is a goalie that gives up, if you're going
to... goals.
Right, exactly. The Boston Strangler, 1973. Squeaky Fromm on this date found guilty. That was kind of a big deal. 1996 in the news. This was another baseball-related event.
Baseball owners have unanimously approved interleague play. Our Brent Weber is in Los Angeles where the decision was announced a few hours ago. Brent.
We don't quite have enough time for his report, as you know, Neil.
That's a big deal, though.
But it was a big deal. And you know what? If they went away from it, I'd be okay. I kind of like the mystique of not playing the National League teams and only seeing them in the All-Star game and only seeing them in the World Series.
Yeah.
I don't think we need interleague play. I think it was unnecessary, and it was just owners thinking that it would help their product. And obviously, 1996, what had just happened a year or two prior?
The strike
wiped out the World Series. So they were still trying to recover and basically help and fix baseball.
If both leagues had, the designated hitter or didn't have it, then I wouldn't mind it. But the whole you have your pitcher's hit, you don't like it that much.
This date in 1998.
I've accomplished everything I want to do in wrestling. I've had a great career, and I want to come on your show tonight and officially announce my retirement. Fans have been great. I love you guys, and thanks for sticking with me.
It really
helps me segue into being the next president of the United States.
What? Hulk Hogan retiring, and he's going to run for the presidency in 2000. I don't remember that really ever taking hold.
I don't remember his whole campaign platform.
The bad thing is he picked Jake the Milkman Milliman to be his running mate. If he would have gone with Bobby Heenan, if it would have been a Hogan-Heenan ticket,
probably
then
would've.
I think you're probably...
Then you would have had
at
something.
Least might get into some of the debates and maybe even show up in the polls. But, the give Jake a break thing just didn't quite work out.
The Milkman.
All right, let's move on to birthdays now today. Funny, funny man. This guy, I had this album.
Jerry, we're not playing Jen. We're playing poker, you imbecile.
Dick, please, you're speaking to a former president of the United States.
You're right. Pardon me, Jerry. I already did.
Rich Little, he does Jimmy Carter, he does Ronald Reagan, he does Gerald Ford, and he does Richard Nixon, all in the same skit.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And it's hilarious. And there he is, Rich Little, the impressionist.
Still with us.
I think one of the best that's ever lived.
For sure.
Rich Little is
81. Did a great Carson, too.
It was Carson was good.
Yes.
Tina Turner. Don't tell me. Say it ain't so, but Tina Turner is 80 today.
Wow.
Born Anna Mae Bullock. She is simply the best. Had a tough life there with Ike and survived it and thrived. Hers is a survival story, Neil.
For sure.
Tina Turner is...
And she flourished.
...is 80 today. Jan Stenerud, 76.
Wow.
The old Norwegian place kicker. The Chiefs kicked against the Vikings in Super Bowl 4, was with the Packers, and then had a couple years with the Vikings in the mid-80s.
Did well.
Did you do a almanac salute to Freddie Cox?
I did.
Who passed away last week.
Yeah.
And did you also mention he's probably better known for something else other than kicking for the Vikings?
Nerf football.
Yeah, he invented the Nerf football.
Yeah, that was pretty
cool.
I didn't know that.
And he was a chiropractor. That's what he did, honestly. They didn't make enough money in the NFL. He had to be a chiropractor.
Sure.
So just think about that. Fred Cox, he's the kicker, and then he's adjusting players like at halftime.
Yeah, man,
I really got this kink. Can you get it out?
He was in the St. Michael Clinic, I found out, and worked on Kenny Spade.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah, so way to go. That was a great salute. I wish I would have been here for that.
I left the death threat thing and all that, because I was so
Because he
mad.
Missed a kick?
Right.
He missed a lot of kicks.
Straight away,
it was a different era, Neil.
I was so mad at
him. The kicker's percentage wasn't nearly what it is or what we expect it to
be in
modern football. That's Jean Terrell leading the Supremes. She replaced Diana Ross after she got too big for the Supremes.
That's right.
This was, I think, their biggest hit with Jean Terrell. Stone Love. Day. You know, the family in The Nanny had both a nanny and a butler. They were just way too rich, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
And Daniel Davis was that butler.
Oh, my God, Nanny Fine. Don't tell me you're wearing that cheap, tacky dress to meet Richard Porter's oldest friend. I would be caught dead in that dress.
You'd have to be dead 6 months to fit into it.
Oh, he was good. He was Niles on The Nanny.
Pretty good.
Yeah, Daniel Davis is 74. Also played a mean role on Star Trek The Next Generation as Dr. Moriarty.
Oh.
You know, Moriarty, the foil to Sherlock Holmes.
Professor Moriarty.
Yes, Professor Moriarty. Daniel Davis, 74. Art Schell, 73. The first African-American head coach in the NFL. And ran roughshod over the Vikings there in the Super Bowl. Happy birthday. One of the great names of a pitcher ever, Bob Walk. Bob Walk, remember him, played mostly for the Pirates.
Yeah.
He's 64 today. Linda Davis.
But you're the one he rushes home to. You're the one he...
There she is, leading into Reba here. Does he love you? I don't know. And she's the mother of...
Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum.
Bingo, you know your trivia. Linda Davis. Let's hear just some Reba. I mentioned it. Reba reference. There's Linda Davis, 57. We have Joe Nichols. We know what he sounds like. Maybe you can play a Joe Nichols song during the Bob FM Bobathon.
I think we can.
The long stretch of uninterrupted music that old is about Joe. To begin here in just minutes. Old Joe is 43, and our rapper of the day today is Lil Fizz. Lil, just not
you're
a lot of fizz.
That up.
Not a lot of fizz, not medium fizz, but Lil Fizz. It's like when you order a drink, just a little fizz.
How many Z's in fizz?
What you got on the gun? You got a little fizz on there. You got a little tonic water on the old gun there behind the bar. Can you give me a little fizz?
Mm-hmm.
So a slow gin fizz. Lil Fizz, 34 today.
Gone but not forgotten. Clergyman John Harvard. He must have been important. He has a university named after him. 16. Odd 7, the guy who gave us Alcoholics Anonymous, Bill Wilson, born on this day, 1895. Hall of Fame newscaster, journalist Eric Severide.
Mr. Eldridge Cleaver never understood America because he never understood himself. Now he understands both. So the ex-revolutionist, fugitive from justice, who fled abroad 7 years ago, has now fled several foreign countries, including communist ones, and back to the United States.
Eldridge Cleaver, he was a busy man. And was he one of the forgotten Cleavers? Was he on Leave It to Beaver
there? Well, he must have been.
He went upstairs and never came down, kind of like Chuck from Happy Days. He went up with his basketball, never came down. I think the same thing with Eldridge Cleaver. He was the older brother to both Wally and the Beave.
It could have very well been. Eric Severide there was born on this day, 1912. 1922, St. Paul native Charles Schultz.
That's our cleaning guy on the piano, by the way.
Very nice.
Spot on, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's very good. Chuck Schultz, born on this day, 1922. Remember Robert Goulet?
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Listen to those dulcet tones, huh?
One of the great crooners.
It's a good song, but I think his best performance was when he was on The Muppet Show and he sang a haunting duet with Fozzie Bear.
I could believe that. He shows up in some movies, too, making some appearances.
His cameos are very good.
Very good. Robert Goulet, 1933. And we'll give kudos to Bruce Paltrow, who's a TV series saying elsewhere, The White Shadow. He directed those. He's also the father of Gwyneth Paltrow. He was born on this day, 1943. And they're gone, but not forgotten.
You know, he mentioned Bob Walk, great name for a baseball player. We had one of the great ones here for a while, Grant Balfour.
Yes, ball four.
Yeah, which is another great name.
Yes.
Ironic.
As a pitcher.
Ironic. All right, that's it. Thank you so much. We do appreciate everybody's time and effort in sticking with us here on today's Bob Almanac to the very end.
Yes.
No quiz today. Maybe we'll do a quiz tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll come
up
with
some. For those Disney on Ice tickets. We can move that.
I like that.
Okay. Would you like to start a Bobathon? Your Bobathon, the one and only Bobathon. Mm-hmm. As long as it goes here, it's a full hour almost. Ronnie Millsap, she keeps the home fires burning. Mike Reed, he's walking on faith. Or Pat Green's doing something, and when he does something, he does it. Wave on wave.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Boy, those are all favorites of mine. I'm going to go Mike Reed today.
Good call.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.